Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Financial Flight Plan podcast. Walter Storholt here with you alongside Bree Reyes. She's the investor coach and certified financial planner at Estes Financial Services, serving you throughout the Metroplex. And she's our guide here on the podcast each and every week, helping you learn a little bit more about what's moving and shaking in the financial world and how those kinds of things might impact your particular situation. So if you're looking to make retirement planning, financial planning a little bit easier, this is the show for you. Bree, thanks for joining us. How are you this week?
Hey, Walter. I am doing fabulously.
Oh, very, very glad to hear that. And I'm glad you're ready and pepped up for a great show today, because we've got a lot to dive into coming up in just a little bit. We're going to answer a question from Georgia. Georgia's writing into us on the mailbag this week and is kind of curious about 401ks versus IRAs and the performance of those two accounts not being equal. So we're going to answer her question about that today, a little teaser for you. We're also going to talk in a couple of minutes about the things that are underrated in the financial world. So what should you put more value or stock and time and energy into achieving in the financial landscape? We'll talk about that a little bit later on as well. But before we dive into all of those topics, Bree, what is going on with you this week? How have you been?
Ooh, lots of fun and exciting things. But the thing I'm most excited to announce is I am now a certified divorce financial analyst.
Okay.
Yeah, it's super cool. I actually got interested in the divorce part of financial advising because of some of our clients, some of our listeners and some of our clients and the really good questions they were asking. And so now this is a complement to what we do here at Estes Financial Services. But I have the privilege of helping couples, if they choose to do a mediation, figure out the financial situation and how divorce isn't going to impact them during the long term and impact their kids, as well as sitting in court if I'm hired by one spouse to help a judge or a jury determine complex financial situations, for example, stock options, federal employee pensions, that type of thing. So this is all new, and you guys are going to hear it. There's more to come. This is just a little sneak peek.
I know that this is something that you've been working on for a little while, right? This has taken some time and some effort. And I mean, this is not, a quick weekend class that you take and, hey, now I have a certificate or a designation, right? I mean, this is
a
big deal.
Oh, I wish this was a quick weekend class. I've actually been working on this designation for about over a year, studying. And I've had several cases during the year where I've helped different people. And so this is it's over. So this is perfect. I'm excited.
Well, congratulations. I know that this will be a topic that we certainly periodically discuss here on the podcast and get into. And if you have any of those concerns, unfortunately, divorce is a big part of life these days for many couples. And you need to make sure that you're planning appropriately for those times. And now Bree can help you walk through any of those issues that arise and make sure that you're putting together sort of your best foot forward as you navigate through that difficult time. So I know this is something that, not that divorce is something to be excited about, Bree, but people are in need of guidance during that time. And so you're excited to be able to help people shepherd them through
that process. I'm passionate about helping people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Divorce is not something that most people go into thrilled about. But I'm passionate about being able to help people go through something that usually starts as a very, very scary experience. They're overwhelmed. They've got a lot going on. And usually the emotional side of it kind of outweighs the logical side of it. And so it's nice to be able to be the third party, to be brought in to make sure people are making the best decisions to set themselves up for their future, their family's future, and to take away a little bit of that uncertainty, that fear, and help them have some confidence and calmness going through mediation.
Well, we have talked about it before, how, we are a do-it-yourself culture these days, and some people try to walk that divorce journey alone, and it can be a very stressful and hard process for people to go through. We've heard the stories before, and that kind of leads into our conversation today about things that are underrated in the financial world. And this isn't part of our original list to cover. We're going to cover the top three things that are underrated in the financial world. But one of them could certainly be that advice of a wise counselor, someone who can provide some guidance and some help through your struggles or whatever you're going through in life. And glad that you'll be there for people in that divorce situation, Bree. So congratulations on finishing that training and being ready to now help folks in that regard. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, we mentioned the underrated part of our program today, diving into things about money, finances, retirement. There are some things out there that really should garner more attention and excitement. So we're going to spend some time on this episode looking at three things that are underrated in the financial landscape. And first on the list here, Bree, and you would kind of scratch your head at this at first because it sounds like a good thing, cash on hand, liquidity, the ability to access our money. How in the world is that underrated? That seems like something, you know, we all would appreciate.
Well, I mean, there's been numerous studies and more articles than you can even begin to read in a lifetime about how Americans don't have enough cash on hand or retirement savings. I mean, it's scary, really. And a lot of people think their 401ks or their IRAs or the annuities are super easy to get to and super liquid, but they all kind of have some liquidity challenges. I mean, everything's got a pro and a con, and those have a pro and a con. And so no matter what your investment accounts look like, it's always important to have enough money, cash, that's easily acceptable at a moment's notice, preferably without taxes or penalties. So when I look at a financial plan, and most financial advisors recommend 3 to 6 months of essential living expenses. Now, you'll notice I said the word essential, and I kind of emphasize that a little bit, because that's different from every family. Now, I'm not talking about Netflix. I'm not talking about the vanity water burgers once a week, that type of thing. I am talking about shelter, food, and, you know, just those main essential expenses. And if my husband were here, he'd argue that pizza is an essential expense. And for him, it might be. But take a look at your budget. Take a look at what you spend in just food, shelter, you know, the basic things. And you need to have 3 to 6 months worth of that reserve set aside in an emergency fund. And it needs to be easy to get to, but not too easy to get to. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, yes. That's a good thing to know about liquidity.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is that most people, it's really easy to set up an overdraft on your checking to your savings at your current bank. And sometimes then you'll look back and the savings will get depleted more quickly than you think.
When you start using your checking account like a credit account, kind of.
Right, basically. Or you're not really paying attention. Or, hey, we've got all this money set aside. Yeah, I know it's for emergency fund, but let's do a quick cruise or something like that. So what I recommend for our clients, we have a relationship with a third-party bank that I recommend that they look at. Or maybe a separate credit union, you know, maybe just not your same bank that you keep your regular accounts in, to set up that emergency fund. That way you have access to it, you can get to it, and sometimes you can actually get a better interest rate on CDs or even a savings account. If you look, shop that for that emergency fund, because you're not looking at it as if you're going to tap into it every day. You're looking at it to see what interest you can earn on that account. The idea is not to touch it if you can avoid touching it.
Well, it's important to be disciplined when it comes to, you know, if you underrate liquidity, you also aren't probably, you know, disciplined in that regard. Whereas if you are holding that in higher esteem, it probably shows that you have the discipline to create it in the first place.
And we're not all very disciplined people.
Yeah, that's
discipline
true.
Does not mm-hmm. come naturally to human beings.
Right.
If it did, we wouldn't have weight loss programs. We wouldn't have all the wonderful things we have out there, and gyms,
yep,
and training classes and all that jazz.
Yep. Therapists and those kind of
therapists, all that type of stuff. All the stuff that I love and take part in, we wouldn't have if we were disciplined creatures. We're not.
Our office building, it's so funny. There's been some turnover over the last couple of months in our office building, and there have been every business that's moved into the office building is some variation of the word therapist. You know, there's like a physical therapist, a foot doctor therapist, a mental therapist. There was like even a massage therapist. Like they all had therapist in the word. So it made us chuckle. We were like, maybe we need to move out so they can just own the whole building. It'd all be therapy.
So. Hey, that it's a great spot. Get everything done at once.
Yeah, exactly. Every square inch of the body you get taken care of in this building. That's pretty funny. All right, so liquidity, one of those things that is underrated in the financial world. There's a lot of power when you have some liquidity as part of your portfolio, and more people, I think, need to recognize that, certainly. Predictability is also underrated in the financial world, which is so funny because I feel like as I've gotten older, I have valued predictability more and more and more. And yet we see people coming in that are close to retirement that still have financial plans that don't reflect that at all.
Oh, no, they don't. It's the story that I was reading, Nate, the other night. It is The Tortoise and the Hare. I love
a very astute financial book.
I love The Tortoise. The Tortoise is my friend. Let's plod along. Let's do it. In my previous past lives at other firms, I saw a lot of people trying to be the hare, and I never saw the hare win. I love well-disciplined, diversified portfolios that rebalance consistently, that follow the three-factor model and modern portfolio theory, which I know sounds boring to everybody out there, but I love that. I love boring and disciplined portfolios. Why? Because boring and disciplined portfolios tend to outperform the hot, you know, talked about investment that may or may not actually have earnings or may not actually be a company that you can brag about at your cocktail party. You know, it's just, it's not that. And the people that are looking for that, by all means, good luck to you. I wish you the best. I hope you have great success, but we are definitely not a right fit for you. you're going to need to interview a couple more firms and listen to a couple other podcasts because I'm not your girl. Predictability and discipline are very important to me and very important in our portfolios.
Yeah, very important, Bree. Predictability being one of those things that's underrated on our list, number two of the three to cover on today's show. So think about your own portfolio in that way. Do you have enough predictability built into it to provide you with that, you know, more stable financial future, more reliable financial future? And if not, it's something to evaluate. Maybe that needs to be held, as I said earlier, in higher esteem in your mind. Build some predictability in there. You're going to notice more freedom. I said you're going to have more power when you have liquidity. You're going to have more freedom to operate when you have predictability too.
And I'll tell you what, those two things, the predictability and the liquidity, are probably also going to give you more peace of mind.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, you'll have the peace of mind of, okay, if the water heater breaks, do I have enough to quickly take care of it? Yeah, you do.
Yep.
Or, for example, we've had a lot of weather issues in North Texas this past year, and we had clients whose house flooded.
Yep. Hailstorms and all sorts of stuff.
Hailstorm. Right? Well, I mean, we just had a ton of rain in October, and even though they had a French drain, their house flooded. So being able to get to cash quickly and to get that taken care of, because mold is a scary, scary thing, especially with a kiddo, you know, is comforting to know that it's there and to give you that peace of mind. And the predictability of portfolios can do that as well. If you know how much risk your portfolio is taking and you know your portfolio may be as much as up as much as this much and down as much as whatever number that is, if you know your standard deviation, you can sleep at night. Standard deviation is just a fancy term for risk. But if you know what the risk you're taking on, it helps you.
Certainly does. Liquidity, predictability, that's why we put them on the list as things that are underrated. They can unlock so many good things in your financial life if you make sure to address them and incorporate these concepts. Last but not least, Bree, let's bring up simplicity. Oh, I thought everybody wants something simple. So why is it such an underrated thing in the financial world?
You know, because the investment world, I'll let you in on a little secret, the investment world doesn't want people to fully understand what we do. My counterparts love using fancy terminology and complex explanations. I don't quite understand it, but they love it. I've seen it done. I've been taught it. It's no fun. I love simplicity. personally. It helps me understand things. So in our office, we are instituting, this is a new thing, between Tim and I, we're instituting a financial terms or financial acronym, JAR. So anytime one of the two of us is caught during a meeting using a fancy financial acronym, because there's so many, like the financial securities industry has its own language. And it's like Latin to most people, but we're so used to it that we're stopping that. And if we're caught, there's going to be, you know, a monetary penalty.
So it's like a swear jar.
Yeah, it's like our version of a swear jar.
I like it. That's very cool.
And so that's something we are going to implement when Tim gets back from his vacation. He doesn't know about this yet. Because it's so important to me that we stop that. I'm done with it.
I think it's a great initiative to have.
Yeah, I'm done with it. And then the money can be used at the end of the quarter for, I don't know, ice cream. We'll figure that part out.
There you go.
But some type of reward. You know, I love when people know, understand their plan, understand why we're doing what we're doing, and can explain it back to me. Then my job is done.
It doesn't seem like your life savings, your retirement plan, is the kind of thing where you want to walk away saying, well, I don't know, understand any of it, but it works. So, you know, I'll just keep doing it. I think you want to walk away and say, you know, I may not understand the nuances of the financial industry, but I understand why I'm in this and why we're invested in this. And I understand how this is supposed to work once I hit the retirement button. And 20 years from now, I understand that we're doing this way so that it creates X, Y, and Z. I understand
exactly.
That level. That makes me comfortable. That's what we're talking about with simplicity here.
Exactly. Exactly. I want people to understand what we're doing and why we're doing it for them. And they don't, you're right. Exactly right. They don't need to understand every single nuance or be able to repeat back to me verbatim what we've talked about during a financial planning meeting. But I want them to leave with comfort and with knowledge of why we've put these steps in place.
Well, there you go. Liquidity, predictability, simplicity. Any other things you want to throw into the list last minute here that you would also find underrated in the financial world?
Coaching.
So I kind of teased that one at the beginning, I suppose. Right?
Yeah, you did that. But not just divorce coaching.
I mean,
obviously is what you teased a little bit at the beginning. But we're here. We're working for our clients. If our clients are concerned about trade wars, tariffs, financial Armageddon, whatever, we're here for you. It's like almost financial accountability coaching. We're here to talk to you. So give us a call. Don't be afraid that you're wasting our time or your question is silly or whatever. Call us. One of my favorite joys is to explain something to someone in a way that they're like, oh, I never thought about it that way. Or, oh, that makes so much more sense now. I feel better. Let us do that for you. Let us coach you. At our firm, all of our clients are enrolled in our Investor Flight Academy, where they get coaching videos every other month that they can watch from the comfort of their home in pajamas. We also do live coaching sessions throughout the year on different financial topics. And so to me, that's super, super important. We have a business coach. I have a personal coach to help me with my life and keeping me healthy. And I firmly, firmly believe in coaching. And that's why we've put together our tax-free toolkit that you can call in or email in and request. And what you're going to get in that is you're going to get our financial flight plan book. It's 7 lessons to save your retirement. Our CD that kind of goes through the ticking tax time bomb issues. A couple of reports, the 5 risks that could destroy your retirement, and our special tax special report. Also, the Investor Awareness Guide. Now, the toolkit has a value of $97, but if you call into our office at 817-444-8402 or email us, we'll send that out to you. This is part of the coaching that I think is so important, and this is for anybody. I want you to request this. I want people to gain knowledge. To me, that's super important. Knowledge is power, and that's what we're here to do.
Well, if you want to get that tax-free toolkit and find out more about some important planning and financial concepts that are good to embody, good to know, good to get educated on in a simplified way, in a way that you're going to be able to easily understand, the toolkit's a great fit for you. It's a really good starting point for anybody who's entering into that financial planning or retirement planning phase of their life, which honestly is any time you can start planning for retirement and making sure that you've got a good financial plan together. But if you're starting to take the steps to do that, it's a great resource to use. And here's the way to get in touch and ask for that toolkit. Again, it is free. You can call 817-444-8402. Free to you for listening to the podcast today. Call 817-444-8402. Or you can find a link on the website, estesfinancial.net. and order the toolkit there. That's estesfinancial.net. We'll put a link to the toolkit in the description of today's episode as well so that you can get that ordered and the team can get it out to you and make sure that you've got those great pieces of information at your fingertips. Well, there you have it. The things in the financial world that are underrated: liquidity, predictability, simplicity, and we threw in a bonus there, coaching as well.
It's getting to know you time.
Well, it's time to get to know Bree Reyes a little bit better on today's program, where I find random questions to ask Bree each show to try and get to, you know, dig in a little to her personality a little bit more and see what we can find out. Sometimes we uncover embarrassing things, sometimes just fun little factoids, all sorts of good stuff here on the program. Fun question for you this week, Bree. If you had to live, I know that you're an American through and through, and you know, Texas is number one, or nobody mess with Texas, whatever sayings you guys like down there. But if you had to choose, you had to live on another continent for the rest of your life, which would you choose?
See, this part of the, I'll admit, this part of the podcast always scares me the most.
You never know what's coming.
I always come into this one a little bit more concerned. Another continent that I would live on. Well, I'm not actually, I was born in Kansas. A lot of people don't know this.
Oh, really?
About me. So I'm not a native Texan, but I got here as quick as I could.
Don't admit that.
No, it's fine. I've got a lot of Midwest / Texas values, and they kind of dovetail together
very well. Very nicely, yes.
Yeah, they match. Another continent, Europe.
That's a pretty easy pick, right?
Specifically, Spain.
Okay, all right.
I love Spain. I've been there a couple of times with my parents, and then my husband and I went together back when we were just dating, and he took me to a town in Spain where he had done his semester abroad called Santiago de Compostela. And if you've ever seen the movie The Way, or you know anything about the pilgrimage every year, it's typically Catholics, but anybody's welcome, really. They do a pilgrimage, and you can walk from France to Santiago de Compostela, and that's where everybody stops, and that's where the body of St. James is supposed to be, is there, supposedly, in the cathedral there. And we went there, and it was one of the most beautiful towns I've ever seen, and it's picturesque, and it's just gorgeous, and the people were friendly, and the food was amazing, and the sangria was even better, and I fell in love with this town, and that's when I realized, that's probably when I fell in love with my husband, really, really, truly, too. Him showing that to me and sharing that with me was, that's kind of when I knew. And I love this town. I love this town so much that Nate's middle name is Santiago, for Santiago de Compostela.
Is that right? Well, that's cool.
And for our 10-year anniversary, we're going to do the pilgrimage.
Oh, very neat. So that really does hold a near and dear place to your heart. Lots of little threads that flow through there.
Oh, yeah. No, I am perfectly happy with a siesta in the middle of the day.
There you go. Well, in Europe's cool, a great choice because you could float between lots of different countries in Europe. So,
and that's the other part, is I really haven't seen a lot of Europe. I tend to stick to Spain and England, so I'd like to see the rest of it.
Well, plenty of opportunities for you over there if that came to pass. But we also know that, you know, Texas is your home. So, but if you had to move somewhere else, although it sounds like you wouldn't take a lot of convincing to have to be in that Spain territory.
Medium amount. I love Fort Worth. Fort Worth is always going to be home.
That's an acceptable answer. There you go. Getting to know Bree Reyes a little bit better, another continent. If she was forced to live there, it'd be Europe.
It's time for the mailbag. We want to hear from you.
Well, as we get ready to wrap up this week's edition of the Financial Flight Plan podcast, as always, we like to answer one of your questions on the show. If you want to submit a question to be featured on a future program, you can do that by going to estesfinancial.net. That's estesfinancial.net. And this week's question comes to us from Georgia. Georgia says, I'm really doing well in my 401k right now, but my IRA isn't doing so hot. Do I need to drop the advisor who manages that account and just do it myself like the 401k?
Okay, so that was going to be my first question is, are you managing your 401k yourself? And are you enjoying managing your 401k yourself?
Right. Probably now if it's doing that well.
It depends on what you're doing in the 401k that you aren't doing in the IRA and vice versa. You don't always want all of your accounts to look identical either. You want some diversification across your accounts. I would challenge you, Georgia, to call your financial advisor, bring in what you're doing in your 401k, and talk to them. That's a great conversation and a question you should be asking them and talking with them. Because there may be a reason why, you know, they're not performing the same. They may have you at a lower risk tolerance. They may think that you're more risk averse than you are in your 401k. Or the exact opposite, you're taking way too much risk in your 401k. And if we have a downturn in the market, your IRA may be a much better investment. So you're looking at kind of short-term performance. Take it in, have them evaluate your investment choices within your 401k, talk about your IRA, and do it together. It needs to be a collaborative discussion.
Absolutely. It's just something that I think you really got to nail down into. You know, why is that IRA not doing so well? It may be that the purpose for those dollars are so different than what's in the 401k. You know, there's so many different little layers and things to consider there, Georgia, that it may not be as easy an answer as looking at the return. There may be other things in play. Is that kind of what it's, that's what it sounds like you're trying to say there, Bree? Is that a good synopsis?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to say.
Yep. Okay.
The asset allocation used in your IRA may be more conservative than the asset allocation that you have picked or the investments that you have picked, the companies that you've picked or the mutual funds that you've picked within your 401k. And you may not realize because you put the 401k together how much risk you're taking on. So it's a conversation that you need to have with your current advisor before I would say, yeah, sure, go ahead and, you know, handle everything yourself. Plus, do you want to handle everything yourself? It's something to think about.
Absolutely. Great question, Georgia. Thanks for sending that one in to us. Again, if you've got questions for Bree Reyes and Tim Estes and the great team at Estes Financial Services and you'd like to run something by them, something on your mind about retirement or financial planning, a question that you've always wanted to answer, something that's maybe come up in your financial life, maybe you've had one of those life events occur that sort of makes you take notice and sit up a little bit and say, ooh, I don't know how my plan is, you know, going to handle something like this. Those things happen from time to time. And if you need some of that guidance from a great team here in the Metroplex, you can seek it out by calling the team at 817-444-8402. Set up time to meet for a review, have a conversation over the phone, pick up that retirement tax-free toolkit if you'd like that sort of starter guide. 817-444-8402. And you can also, of course, get in touch with the team online. Many different methods there. EstesFinancial.net. That's EstesFinancial.net. And they're also on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And you can get all of that information on the website, where we'll put a link in the description of today's show where you can access that information as well. Bree, thank you so much for your help. And I'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you so much. And everyone, go out and lead an abundant life.